The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 2nd, 1989, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello again, a very good Sunday evening to you friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa, your regular weekly program on the Voice of America that brings you some of the best in African music. We bring you the old and the new, but they're all wonderful sounds, selected and prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. I'm Rita Rochelle, your Music Time hostess, and I'm happy to be with you again. This is the first edition of our program today, and we have something special just for you. So I hope you'll stay with me, and I promise you'll like the music. We're very pleased to have a special friend, Ibrahim Kanjaba.
Thank you, Rita.
It's so nice to have you back again. You've been doing great things since you were last here. You've got an album that you produced. It's called Maloko. Soul on Fire is the name of the album. Is that correct?
Right, it is.
Maloko is the group.
Right.
Tell me about the experience of producing an album in Washington, D.C. called Soul on Fire.
Well, as you know, I've always involved myself with promoting African music in this area. And I've always wanted to get it across to people. So I thought, well, hey, why not put soul music that was so popular back in the 60s with African music together? And maybe, just maybe, some people will listen to it. So I threw the idea over to Vincent Ngini, who's from Cameroon, and incidentally, the former lead guitarist for Manu Dibango. And he said, hey, that's a great idea. Why don't us get together and do it? And that's how it all started.
Well, you certainly have some talent there. Everyone knows the name Manu Dibango. He's quite an extraordinary musician, and to have his lead musician take part in an album like this must have been an exciting experience. We're going to get to the music. The first one is called Stand By Me, soul music with a bit of an African flair. Stand By Me, the number that we just played, was beautiful. I'd like for you to tell us now about the number that's coming up in the midnight hour. Now that I remember as a very popular song in the 60s.
Indeed, we are going to revitalize that number because it happens to be the hottest track on this album. What essentially the midnight hour, on that one we gave it like a whole African beat. It's entirely African, unlike, say, what we just heard, Stand By Me, which started a little bit American and then African. This one is entirely African, and that's it has some spark.
Well, let's listen to it right now. It's called In the Midnight Hour. That was a beautiful walk down memory lane for me, but I must say it's an interesting way to put music to a song that's so familiar to millions. You've got a hit on your hands. It's called In the Midnight Hour. We know it here in America, but you really put an African beat to it. I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We claim you here in Washington because you're the proprietor of the African Music Gallery, which is located at 1722 Florida Avenue here in our nation's capital. But I want to know, who got you involved with this crazy world of entertainment?
My emotions. In one word, my emotions. But it goes back to my teens. You know, I used to hang around with folks, the band that started the Heartbeats in Sierra Leone. They were the guys who were with that band started me off with this music business. But I've let my emotions kind of lead me all the way. And as I told you last time that I was here, when I got here, I was still searching for music. And the search forced me to open that store that is called the African Music Gallery. And the search continues because that's why we started this project. Now that's the Soul on Fire album. It's just, I feel that there are people out there just like myself who would love to hear this music. You see, in the music business, what happens, there is a receptive audience on the other end. there are good musicians on the other end. But in between, we have the big companies who decide, say, well, this is the American taste. And we don't seem to be able to get across those guys. So the idea here is that if we can get things that people can relate to here on this this music and put it out there with an African flavor, we can reach across to them. And we continue with the same trend.
This next number, it's called Wonderful World. Give us an introduction to that.
Well, as you know, Wonderful World is an original composition by Sam Cooke. Sam did the original composition. But here again, what we've done with this particular track here, we gave it the American opening and then introduced the African beat to it. It's very interesting. Listen to it.
I think a lot of people are going to love this album. Soul on Fire, produced right here in Washington. You mentioned the original member, Mr. Right. Vincent Nguinea, and how he got you involved with this production. Tell us a little bit more about the other gentleman that's so much a part of this.
It's Frederick Ndombe. He's also from Cameroon. In fact, let me just tell you a little story behind this. Vincent came to me and I said, well, look, I'm going to give you an idea. If you can do it, then I'll be game. So I said, I'm going to give you American records. You Africanize them for me. If you can do it, then we have a deal. He said, okay. A week later, he came back to me and said, look, I'm ready. So he put me on the spot. I was not really ready to go for this project. When he put me on the spot, then I said, well, hey, let's go. I called the studio and we went down there.
It sounds like you've got a winning combination, which leads us right into the next number. Direct Me. It sounds like your life has been directed toward the music industry, and there's nothing you can do about it. Share with us what brought about the music for Direct Me.
Well, we're looking for an album that was easy to adapt to Cameroonian style. The other tracks that we heard previous to this Direct Me were a little bit of Zairean flavored, Zekete, Zekete, and the Suku style. Here, we're looking for a track that was easy to adapt to a Cameroonian Makossa style. So that's why we selected this one, Direct Me. It's an original by Otis Redding, but it has no resemblance to the original thing, but it's very, very good.
I have to say you picked the perfect name for your album, Soul on Fire. Everything that we've heard so far has been absolutely rejuvenating. As you said earlier, this is a walk down memory lane. Music of the 60s with an African beat. You produced this album here in Washington. It's called Soul on Fire. The group is called Maloko. And we've got more music coming up right after this. Just a brief reminder, friends, that this program, Music Time in Africa, is being broadcast by the Africa Service of the Voice of America on the following shortwave meter bands: 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter band shortwave. And in Southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that's on 621 kilohertz. VOA's Africa Service is on the air every day, and the programs I recommend that you don't miss are Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa. Just some of the programs on the Voice of America that keep you in close touch with what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. And once again, we have Nelson Brown here with us in the studio. Nelson?
Thanks, Rita. And indeed, it is a pleasure to greet your Music Time listeners and tell them a little bit about African Panorama. It's one of our oldest Africa Service news programs, a fast-moving 30 minutes of world and African news and correspondent and news feature reports on events in Africa and elsewhere. We call upon our staff of reporters and correspondents in Africa and many other places. Our purpose is to keep you up to date on events not only on the continent, but also in other news centers that affect Africa. Join me on African Panorama every Monday through Friday at 17 and 19 hours GMT here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Rita?
And thank you, Nelson Brown. It's always a pleasure having you with us and reminding everyone about African Panorama. Our guest today at the Voice of America is Mr. Ibrahim Kanjaba, owner and proprietor of the African Music Gallery here in Washington, which means that you've been in the music world for a while and you come into contact with quite a few people. Share with us some of your experiences in terms of what's going on in the world of African music from your American perspective today.
Well, one thing is clear, the African music scene is looking up because now there are lots and lots of African musicians here in the United States performing here. And this contact is producing a kind of chemistry where you can definitely see a thing building up here where African music is going to take off. And also because of that presence here of African musicians, you have a lot of writers writing about the music. It's getting airplay. Most universities around the country today do play some form of African music, which is very, very good for the musicians, because one of the problems we've had before was getting airplay. Now we are getting some airplay, and the musicians are encouraged by this. They're staying here and producing records.
Who are the musicians whose albums are selling the most in your shop?
You have artists, depending on the country, you have artists, the Zaire artists, of course, Zaiko Langa Langa. Franco is always a big seller. In Nigeria, Steven Osadebe is always a big seller. Sonny Okosun is up there. Sonny Ade does well every so often. And in Cameroon, of course, Moni Bile, Sam Fan Thomas. In Guinea, Bembe Ajayas. All over the country, the music is doing well.
Do you find that when African musicians come to America via the grapevine, they've heard about your shop, and do they stop in to your music store and chat with you and share their experiences and talk about their music?
Yes, they do come in, and we do sit down and talk, and we always get into this heated argument about the music itself. I'm not a musician, of course, so I'm on the losing edge here. And a lot of them do come in. When they come in, they want to tell me how they want to Americanize their music here, change it. But I keep telling them, if you want to play African music, just play it. The reason why somebody would invite you here in the first place, it's because you're playing African music and not American music. You know, finally, you know, they do come in. They do come in. And we do talk.
I'd have to agree with your point of view there, because that's one of the goals that we have here for this program, Music Time in Africa. And that is to present authentic African music at its best, so that we can keep the culture alive. We want Africans to hear and appreciate African music. And of course, Americans just get the icing on the cake, because we enjoy it so much, because it's a link to our past, and it opens doors that we really need to go through. And so I share with you your inclination and your thinking in that we want to preserve the heritage of African music. Well, we want to get back to the music right now. This last number for today on your album, Maloko is the name of the group that performs it. The album is called Soul on Fire, and this last number has an interesting title, Cold Sweat. Yes. Sounds like there's a lot of music coming up on that one. Tell us about it, Ibrahim.
Well, Cold Sweat is also an original by James Brown, and as the title there implies, it's not a sit back, it's not an easy listening piece. It's something that just takes off like wildfire. And towards the end of it, you'll realize that it becomes a very, very Makossa-ish record. That's the beat from Cameroon. So let's give it a listen.
I think that our listeners in the audience should get ready and put on their dancing shoes, as Leo says. This number is called Cold Sweat. Originally performed by James Brown, I have enjoyed today with you, Ibrahim. Our special guest today, Ibrahim Kanja Ba.
Rita, it's a pleasure, and thank you for having me here.
I hope you enjoyed our special program in this first edition of Music Time in Africa. Our second edition is at 19 hours 30 GMT, just 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, and you'll have more of the best in African popular music right here on VOA's Africa service. We've got to go, but I want to take just a moment to give you our address. Simply write to Rita Rochelle, and I'll spell my name for you. Rita Rochelle is R-I-T-A. Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20547, USA. This is Rita Rochelle inviting you to stay right by your radio for a report of the latest news and VOA's Encounter program, followed by Special English. Stay with us, friends, and my love to all of you.